I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Can we print it out and frame it and hang it in the studio?
Can I be honest with you? I don't want to remember it.
It's over.
Yeah.
No, but it's still that. Look, you don't take away from what that is. You had correspondence with like one of your biggest gets, one of your biggest stars. That's huge.
Oh yeah, I'm happy. I mean, most people will never even get into the DMs. The door is unlocked, but it's shut pretty tightly.
And bravo for you for even shooting your shot. So many people wouldn't just let it linger and always wonder. Not you. You shot your shot. You have a concrete no, so you can move on with your life.
No, she doesn't.
You never have to wonder.
We know.
She does not have a concrete no. She has an LOL next year. Enjoyed it. That's what she's got.
Five-ish words.
It was more periods than words.
Yeah, when the DM has more punctuation than it does letters.
That's when you know.
All right, fine.
God bless you. Hey, no, I'm seriously. You shot your shot. Good for you.
It takes a big person to get rejected by their by their number one hall pass.
But are we still going to do Bert's request, your Wattpad, like what the fantasy of what could have happened with Riley Green?
I think I need a new celeb crush now, so maybe we'll write the fantasy for somebody else. Okay. Maybe Henry Cavill after he dumps his baby mama.
You're going to steal her fantasy?
Henry Cavill is also one of my fantasies. He's maybe like my number four fantasy.
He's my number one.
He's your number one.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a draft for you guys.
A fight over fantasies.
Can we have a fantasy draft on the show?
Sure.
I love that.
Why not?
We got plenty
of time to kill.
Okay.
All right, let's get into this Antonio Brown story. Dude, I did not even know that this Twitter existed, except we've already brought him up on the show once. Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown trolling all these girls.
I legitimately loathe this guy. Loathe him.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. So we've already brought him up on the bonus content. Do you remember the bonus content we did about the conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany, and how there was this Facebook post going around where they were quote unquote answering questions about their intimate life? And everyone thought it was real. Because their names are Abby and Brittany, and the username said AB84 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to not be real. Turns out it was this guy trolling us, and that was the post that was going around. Well, now he's getting a lot of heat for trolling Caitlin Clark, future WNBA star Caitlin Clark, saying it looks like she keeps it hairy downstairs and that her boyfriend is pulling hair out of his teeth because she's so hairy.
Yeah.
There's an AI photo of her going around after he captioned it. her after getting her first WNBA check, and it's her with like bigger boobs and new hair. It's just disgusting. But this isn't the first time he's done this kind of crap.
No, this is kind of his MO. A lot of people blame CTE because of some of the aggressive hits he took in the NFL. Some people just believe that this is the kind of person he is, and he'll do anything to look for clout and to stay relevant. And typically, for some reason, he targets women, and like Keisha Cole was a target once for him. I forget the other woman that he stayed on for a while. But yeah, it's a thing of his. He targets women. He makes nasty jokes. He goes viral and he stays relevant.
Yeah, if it's a CTE thing, a concussion thing, then of course, you know, now we're talking about something much more serious. So I might regret some of the things I'm about to say about this guy. But he used to be a really great wide receiver. He was one of the top five in the league for a while.
He was really good.
But then at some point when his career started to decline, he just became really problematic. This dude talked crap about Tom Brady. You
what?
Don't talk crap about Tom Brady.
And his wife.
And at his time. Wife.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So Tom Brady was responsible for bringing him into Tampa when nobody else wanted him. He's like, you know what? This guy just needs a break. So he brings him in.
Wasn't he cracking jokes about like hooking up with Giselle when they were going through the divorce or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who knows? Yeah, he's just a real bad dude. So the really almost like... The pathetic thing about it is that this is his oxygen now. It used to be on a football field catching touchdown passes. That was his dopamine hit. But when your life turns around like this and the only way you're getting any kind of attention is bad attention and that's intoxicating for you, now you've hit a pathetic point. And that's where he's at right now, especially to Caitlin Clark. This is why he chose her, because he knew that he would get such a passionate response, which I'm actually giving him what he wants. This superstar woman that is bringing so many young women into the game, right? So good for the game. And he breaks it down into this physical ugliness. So he did it on purpose, but still the words hurt. She blocked him and he loved that.
Exactly.
He doubled down and kept going and kept going.
Well, it's kind of like what you said in the 6 a.m. E-Buzz. There's money in being a hater for somebody really successful. Like, if you can't be with them, if you can hate on them, you're going to get a headline. All right, according to a grocery store, one of the Kardashians is pregnant with their new man's baby. I'll tell you which one on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, reminder, if you miss anything on The Burt Show, you got a job, you got responsibilities, but you don't have to miss anything on The Burt Show because we post The Burt Show on demand on our podcast, segment by segment. You can listen to 5 minutes, you listen to 10 minutes if you want, or you can listen to the whole thing, The Burt Show, on all podcasting platforms.
Hey, The Burt Show.